This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar participated in the second India-EU Trade and Technology Council meeting, along with Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi today. Executive Vice President for Tech, Sovereignty, Security and Democracy of the European Commission, Henna Virkkunen, Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security, Maros Šefčovič, and EU Commissioner for Startups, Research and Innovation, Ekaterina Zaharieva, attended the meeting. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they exchanged views on new opportunities in semiconductors, artificial intelligence, 6G, electric vehicles, green hydrogen and a mutually beneficial trade regime. He also took stock of the progress made in digital partnership, clean and green energy initiatives and trade, investments and resilient supply chains. The minister expressed confidence that today's discussions will translate into new economic, trade and tech linkages. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in Delhi today. President von der Leyen arrived in Delhi yesterday for a two-day visit to India, accompanied by 22 of the 27 EU commissioners. This is the first-ever visit of the EU College of Commissioners to India and marks the first trip outside Europe for the new College of Commissioners, which took office in December last year. The visit is expected to further strengthen bilateral relations based on growing convergences. The Punjab government has approved a substantial increase in ex-gratia financial assistance for those soldiers who become disabled while on duty during war or operations. As per the new provisions, soldiers with 76% to 100% disability will now receive 40 lakh rupees, up from the previous 20 lakh rupees. Similarly, those with 51 to 75% disability will receive 20 lakh rupees instead of 10 lakh rupees, while soldiers with 25 to 50% disability will now get 10 lakh rupees compared to the earlier 5 lakh rupees. US President Donald Trump has announced a 10% additional tariff on imports from China. Imports from China already face at least a 10% tax, which began earlier this month. Last night, President Trump also confirmed a 25% tariff on Canada and Mexico, set to take effect on the 4th of next month. Trump's announcement came while officials from Mexico and Canada were in Washington for discussions to avoid this plan. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Himachal Pradesh today. According to the IMD, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Punjab, Uttarakhand, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are expected to witness heavy rainfall today. The weather agency predicted heat wave conditions in coastal Karnataka and hot and humid conditions in pockets of Konkan, Goa today. The Met Department also predicted a gradual fall in maximum temperature over the next till tomorrow and an increase thereafter. National Science Day is being celebrated across the country today. The day is observed every year on the 28th of February to commemorate the discovery of the Raman effect by the eminent physicist Sir C.V. Raman. Sir Raman was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1930 for this groundbreaking discovery. National Science Day features a variety of theme-based science communication activities held throughout the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to everyone on the occasion of National Science Day. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said science and knowledge together open the door to the solution of every problem. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, Afghanistan will play against Australia in a Group B match this afternoon. The match will be held at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore from 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Australia stands second in the points table with 3 points, while Afghanistan stands third with 2 points. And with that, we end this news bulletin.